Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and we're back for another installment of, yes, you guessed it, Scam Goddess, the show where we break down cons, robberies, and frauds, and all those who perform them. This is our theater. Guys, I'm very what? Yes, I'm excited. I always say I'm excited, but y'all know I'm hype. I'm gonna add a hype to this one, okay? Because I'm so excited to get this guest. I love her podcast, and I've been so, just stalking to get this. I'm just chomping at the bit. Today we have podcaster, host of My Favorite Murder, and co-founder of the podcast network Exactly Right Media, Georgia Hardstark. Recently, Georgia's podcast network launched Waiting for Impact, a Dave Holmes passion project. Hey, Dave! It's a 10-part limited series where Dave tracks down the little-known boy band Sudden Impact, who was first introduced to us by the Boys to Men Motown Philly music video, but then never seen again. Where did they go? Congregation, please welcome Georgia Hardstark.
Lacey, it's so good to be here. I'm obsessed. I'm so excited to talk about this, my favorite topic, scamming.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And I just want to say, like, y'all's intro is also one of my favorites. People always comment on the intro of our podcast. I say our like it's not me, but my podcast.
It's a congregation. I love it. It's
yes,
a team
our
effort.
Podcast.
Yes.
And legally, you always need a collective us to
right.
point back to, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know who did that
exactly.
over there in my podcast.
Must have been us.
By us, right. I'm including everybody. But I love y'all's intro. It's so chill. It's just like my favorite. I'm like, ooh.
I just feel like I know Karen did it, and she like did it as a like a first draft, and I was like, great, that's it, let's do it. She was like, okay.
It's that easy, it turns out, right? Yes. Well, Georgia, I have to ask you, do you have a relationship with scams? Have you ever been scammed? Do you like scams? What's your vibe with scams?
As far as I know, thank goodness, I'm just an observer. I haven't been scammed, but the thing is, I'm really gullible. So I'm actually shocked. And maybe I just don't know that I've been scammed before, but I've definitely done the little things where there was one time where I applied for a job that I really, really needed and then came back and they were like, great, but you have to be in line with the Church of Scientology if you want this job. Little things like that that I was like, okay, no, but I'm shocked.
Oh, you said no? I would have said praise Zenon. And then
I guess I didn't need it as bad as I thought I did, but I'm really gullible. I'll buy all the things. I'll fucking do all of that stuff. So I'm actually shocked I haven't fallen for a scam yet.
Okay. Yeah. So your phone algorithm really listens to you. It's like, oh girl, wait till you log on the app next time.
Yeah. Okay, I'll buy the subscription. All right. You say that's the best like vitamin C serum in the world. I'll buy it. Like it's
right.
ridiculous.
I'll rub them creams on my face. Listen, I will rub a cream, okay? Any kind of cream.
Right.
I'm like, it's going to keep me moist. It's going to keep me young.
Yeah.
Give me that cream.
Work, please, God. Yeah. And I do, I'm like the scam maybe, or the cult of Botox, the cult of fill. Like, I'm just there. I'm there.
Why
I'm
not?
There
I love it.
I
spend my evening slathering myself in creams. So
right.
I'm right there with you. Whatever they say is going to work. I'm like, yeah, put it in my veins. Where
exactly.
does it go?
Exactly. I don't
Between
care.
My toe? It's going to make my toe look younger? Y'all promise? Okay.
give it to me. I'm trying to get my Wikifeet
That's
up.
Right.
By the way, y'all, please go give me 5 stars on Wikifeet because your girl.
That is my obsession. And my husband gets so upset with me because like I post photos of, I have like, my cats have an Instagram account, my puppy, and they're always sitting on my feet and looking adorable. And so I always post these photos and he's like, you're like asking for it. And I have a Wikifeet and I have
you
5 stars.
Do.
I don't know, man. Like that's the one thing where I'm like, yeah, like, you know, I'm self-conscious about a lot of things, but I'm like, my feet are fucking cute. Like that is the thing that I'm like, okay, it's okay.
You better have some popping toes.
Right.
Okay. My feet are not cute. My feet look like I've been dancing in bricks, you know, doing the cha-cha on glass.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm shocked that I have a decent score. It's like 4 and like a little sliver of the fifth, but y'all go run it up. Go tell them
weird?
My feet are cute.
I know. Everyone. That's my 5 stars for Lacey and Georgia, please, on Wikifeet.
Yes.
Rate, review, subscribe to our Wikifeet.
Right. I guess I should tell you to do that to the podcast. Please also rate the podcast.
Right.
But also feet.
But more importantly,
feet. No, okay. So I love when we get a guest on that says that they're like a little gullible. Also know that that is a free advertisement to the congregation and they will try to rob you. They try to rob me all the time.
Is this where I give you my social security number?
Yes. Okay. And your driver's license as a funny bit.
It's
hilarious. Sing it.
Sure.
I just want you to sing a song. Do you know your social security number? Can you sing that one?
1-877 cars for kids.
Yeah, right. Cars for kids has always disturbed me. Why is it a K in front of the cars?
That's a we never need that. We
and
never
I don't
need
see
a
the kids in the cars.
Yeah.
Where the cars going?
That's right. Give children cars.
Give children cars.
Yeah.
So let's get into our first segment. This is called What's Hot in Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about a popping scam in the zeitgeist. And more often than not, we get a letter from one of y'all in the congregation. As always, snitch on your friends and family. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. And I need a fake name, Georgia. We don't care about gender.
Okay. Skylar.
Skylar. Oh, I like that. I like Skylar. Goes with anything. Goes with anything. So Skylar says, I'm gay and grateful. Okay, amen.
That's great.
That's not how he wrote it, but that's how I'm going to say it. I'm gay and grateful. Amen.
I love it.
So I'm gay and grateful because today I did not get scammed, but an attempt was made. Oh, and then also some nice stuff. Oh, you're really sweet, Skylar. Okay, so on to the scam, Skylar says. So I was being a little thought today, minding my business on Grindr, talking to boys, when this beautiful man hit me up. He was hot, but not so hot that I was thinking he was out to get me. Okay, so medium hot. Medium
I get
sexy.
That when like a guy hits on you and he's so beautiful and you're like, what are you doing? That's right. Me at least. Like my self-esteem probably isn't high enough that I'm like a like model would hit on me. Is that terrible? Oh.
No. Honestly, like if you too fine, that's too much. I gotta think about your fine ass leaving the house all the time and the throes of people throwing themselves at you. I like medium ugly.
Like I'm cute and quirky, but I'm not a model, and I am aware of that. So, like, what are you? Yeah, not okay.
It's hard though. I once dated a really aggressively hot man, and he was dumb as a rock. Child, he thought Atlanta was a state. I'm not even playing.
Oh my God.
I'm like, sir.
Listen, when you didn't struggle a little bit as a child because you had some awkward years and you never had to like build up your personality and your brains.
Right.
You know what
you
I mean?
You didn't have to read books. You were sexy.
Everyone gave you everything. Why would you try?
Right. Why would you hide that sexy ass face behind a book? You got to hold them up to your face to read.
I mean, everyone just wants to see your face.
Ugh, must be nice. So he's like, okay, he medium hot. Doesn't look like he's trying to scam me, right? So we chat for a few minutes and he sends me nudes. Okay, well, this is Grindr, so I know y'all really don't.
There's no... it just
I've been with people for years. They ain't getting a picture of my booty hole. That's reserved for Mark Zuckerberg.
No. That's reserved for whoever has to fix my phone at the Genius Bar who gets to see the like tasteful nude. You know, it's not like like a nip, whatever.
I love that for you. Yeah. I really don't send nudes just because I remember this one guy who always wanted me to send him a nude. And so one time I took a picture of my face and then I drew a stick body on it with some big old titties and a booty. I was like, here you go. This is the closest you're going to get.
Hell, enjoy. Yeah. I love the turning down of the nudes. Once in a while when I'm bored in bed and my husband's watching TV, I'll just send him a funny nip. Like a funny one.
That's spicy. I like that. Yeah. Keep the relationship spicy.
Right? Yeah, and then I forget to delete it. Smart.
Yeah, then your phone is very not safe for work.
Exactly.
Love it. It always comes up when you're like looking for something with friends and then it's like, hey, hold on.
Let me or my nephew. And then it's like, oh, nothing. Auntie George is fine. Don't worry.
Your nephew was like, Auntie George, you got games on your phone? And he opens it up. It's just one nipple.
Oh my God.
Blushing. He wanted to play Roblox. He instead got some Auntie Nip. I mean, hey, it's natural. Free the nipple. So he sends the news. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm like, all in. When can we meet? He asked to see some more pics of me, so I sent him my high quality, finest naked photographs. Oh, wow. Then he asked me for my number so we can exchange videos. Okay, well, why don't y'all just meet up at this point? You're gonna send the whole porn over.
Free porn? No.
Right. They got a hub for that.
Yeah.
So this is where it all went sideways. My phone lights up with 20 plus photos from him. So I open the messages ready to see some ass. Nope. I also love the way you wrote this, Skylar.
It's great. It's a great writer right there.
Right. He went to my Instagram, linked on my Grindr, and screenshot. And
love it.
He screenshot all the people I follow.
And
was now sending me all the screenshots of those as well as screenshots of my nudes and our chats, threatening to message them all of this unless I sent him $300.
No. That simple. It's like that simple.
Also, like, that's not how blackmail work. Like, I send you $300 now, then I'm gonna have to keep sending you $300 right. Every time you feel like you want to send in my booty hole to my cut.
That's what I've never understood is like, they still have it. And if you're willing to do $300, then you're probably willing to do more.
Exactly. I feel like this would become a regular occurrence. Like, hey, if you don't want this booty hole, go to your auntie.
Hey, I'm a couple bucks short rent this month. Remember how I own your life? Oh my God. Okay, so what happened? I have, like, this is my biggest nightmare. Like, not that I send out this kind of thing, but like, what do you do? It's
extorting you.
Yes.
So it says they didn't just want $300 in cash, but a $300 iTunes gift card. Now, why are you bringing Steve Jobs into this?
It's like, you just need to download Motown Philly. Like, what do you need some singles? I don't understand.
I'm trying to be ready for the new Rihanna album whenever it drops.
Yeah, like I have nothing to work out to lately. So can you? Oh my God.
Right. I need some movies for the airplane. So either send me $300 in an iTunes gift card or I ruin you.
Right. Oh,
so I was like, so the person said that I didn't have $300 to give. I was like, okay, this is messy. But one, I don't have $300 to give. Two, they were good nudes.
Leak them.
To get ahead of it. I did post on Instagram what was happening in case any of my friends got unsolicited nudes. The gag. A couple people offered to send me money to see my nudes. So thanks, scammer.
Yeah. See, this is exactly what I always thought is like, get ahead of it. Post the fucking photo yourself. Make a joke about it. I'm like, who cares about it? It's a naked, like everyone's trying to hook up. Everyone knows how hard it is. Like these days to hook up, no one's going to judge you because you sent a nude or a video to someone you thought was hot. Like, who fucking cares?
Especially if they were good tasting nudes.
That's right. Like, who cares? Yeah.
This happens to celebrities when they hack their phones. Like, I've seen, a few celebs like leak their own nudes because they're like, it's finna come out anyway.
Totally. I just don't see the big deal about it.
Yeah, it's just the body.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to have my pussy on Beyonce's internet.
Absolutely not. I'm not like volunteering in any way.
My mama be on here.
Yeah.
She know how to get on the internet now, so I can't be having all that. But
that's
right.
And that's why you just need to make sure you have tasteful nudes, Nothing you wouldn't want your grandma to see.
And don't put your face in it.
Oh, that's a great point.
Or tattoos, any identifying markings. And you can easily go on airbrush and wipe out a mole or something that would give it away to you.
Oh, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you've been doing this for a while.
Right. I was like, I don't send nudes. But if I did.
Right. You've heard it all.
So he was like, all right, whatever, right? The scammer got me some coins. So he texted me from four different numbers for about 30 minutes before going silent. So clearly he had given up. He said he was going to ruin my life by sending them, but it's just my naked body and I'm not ashamed. And thankfully, I have no professional contacts on Instagram. Please let your LGBTQIA plus congregation know to be careful sending nudes on Grindr. People are messy out there. Thank you for the show. Oh, thank you. And more nice stuff. Love you, Skylar.
That's a triumph story, you know?
Right.
That's like twists and turns, and it comes out as a happy ending, and like,
yeah,
and
I'm
like,
proud of him.
And you're like good enough that other people want your nudes. Like, I applaud you.
Skylar must be fine. Because yes. The girls weren't DMing him like, oh my God, Skylar, that's so trash. I'm so sorry you're going through this. They were like, okay, so is he going to send them to me or should I, can I just pay to get them now?
I feel like you've now found your next hookup in your friend group. It turns out you have friends that have crushes on you this whole time.
Right. Or Skylar, get the OnlyFans popping. Clearly you got some fans.
Yeah, do it. Oh, I'm such a champion for that.
Right. I'm so happy for him. This is a great ending. But I love that the scammer just gave up and didn't do the blackmail. Because that's the thing about blackmail. Okay, so are you going to do the blackmail? You're not going to get no money. So you're just going to do it to be mean?
It's probably like he does it all day and it's like worth a half an hour each. And if it's not going to happen within a half an hour, move the fuck on, or you're like, time is money.
It's diminishing returns. Exactly. This is his job. He's probably on there. He's like, all right, 8 hours on Grindr. Yeah. Here we go. Hitting everybody up.
Oh, that's sad.
And I will say that, like, even though I think that this is a scam that could definitely work for anybody of any sexual orientation, you should all be very careful sending your nudes. There's something very particular about Grindr because it's a place where, a lot of mostly gay men get on. And gay men move different than the rest of us. Definitely. Like, they'd be like, all right, hi, how was your afternoon? Here's a pic of my hole. Like,
It's refreshing. It's
real fast.
So I think that your point of take out any identifying features is like the way to do it. Cause I'm super not anti-nudes. Honestly, like do your thing, but like take out identifying features. It's so smart. Like all they want is a dick pic. So.
Exactly. And I'm not saying there aren't conservative, good Christian gays out there. I'm just saying the people who be on Grindr be there to grind. They like, okay, it says you actually 27 feet away from me.
Yeah.
Are you in the apartment next door?
It's a little too far. So sorry. No. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love it.
Yes, I love this for you, Skylar. I'm glad you didn't get scammed and you stuck to your guns. We always say this on this show, y'all. Don't do the blackmail. Like, because once somebody blackmails you, guess what? They're going to keep blackmailing you.
Yeah.
Now it's Black FedEx. They're going to be doing it every day.
The post office is out at this point, and it's FedEx, and you're fucked.
Right. You getting Black UPS, honey. They come in. What can Brown do for you? What can Black do for you? Blackmail.
Oh, God. It's so scary out there. It's, like, terrifies me.
Right. That's also, like... How would you know? Because that's a typical conversation on that app. So you wouldn't even think like, oh, this is weird that they sent me news so fast. You just be like, hell yeah. Like, and they look good.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry. Sorry to that sexy man that she didn't get your blackmail. But I'm sure you got a few other people that day.
Oh, yeah. You're in it now.
I have a feeling sexy man's rent is paid. On time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
So, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. Scams! I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you can be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits. And you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new. Okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Cut! And we are back, and it's time for my favorite segment, Historic Hoodwinks. Oh, Georgia, you just really brought some light to it. I had a long day at work, and I'm just so excited right now. Oh, to be with you.
I'm so happy to be here. This is like
to be with you on the internet.
The coolest topics, the coolest podcast you're at.
Yes, thank you. Okay, guys, y'all have been DMing me, tweeting me, emailing me. I think I got a letter from the postman as well about this. You might have hit up my mama. Damn. Okay, we're talking about LuLaRoe. You wanted it, we got it. Leggings, pumpkin spice leggings for all. Okay? So today we're talking about iconic leggings company and Clothier. Kaylin?
Clothier? Is that a word?
Shout out to my researcher, Kaylin Brandt. Clothier. Oh, am I even saying that right? Is it Clother? Clothier sounds funner. Clothier? Y'all will tell us.
It's a fake word. Whatever it is, it's fake, and I don't buy it.
And I love it. It's fancy. I'm going to start saying that. Yeah, I got these from my Clothier. Can't get this shit everywhere, okay?
Oh, my God. I'm really excited about this because I don't know a lot about it. I don't know if it's, I feel like I have missed out on a lot of these multi-level marketing scams because I'm not friends with anyone I went to high school with because I hate the town I grew up in. So I left and was like, goodbye, like not even on Facebook. So I really don't get like, I don't get sold these things.
Damn, not even on Facebook. Look, I let the girls from high school see me on Facebook and I had the Instagram just post automatically.
Just to show.
I was class president, so I had to throw the 10-year reunion. And why not throw the reunion? And child, I was so damn tired. I had went to Texas, looked at the video with my VP, also best friend. Shout out to Shireen. But then I didn't realize that when I booked my flight off cheapoair.com, I thought it was booked. I don't ever open flights when they come in the email because I need to be able to find it later.
Yeah.
So the night before, I'm packing my little bag to go down here and see the girls. And I realized the flight confirmation that I thought was a confirmation was actually Cheapo being like, oh, hey, girl, we actually don't got that flight no more. Your card wasn't charged.
That is not an email. That is a phone call. I'm sorry.
Yeah, can you call? I feel like you can't be confirmed and then you shoot me an email.
Nobody opens their emails from the flight. Ugh,
that's like sending me a letter talking about, girl, your house is on fire. Like, I think you need to talk to me a little quicker than that.
But see, you are popular. Like in Texas too, I feel like you can be popular. I'm from Orange County and I hated it. And so I don't talk to anyone from there anymore.
The OC?
The OC. I hate it.
You don't talk to Lauren anymore?
I don't talk to Elizabeth with a Z. I don't talk to Elizabeth with an S. I don't talk to Elizabeth with a fucking whatever. I don't.
So Elizabeth with a J. We don't know how it's silent.
It just don't worry about it. It fucking works. She's rich. So I don't know a lot about LuLaRoe.
Yes, LuLaRoe.
I'm excited.
So yes, I'm excited too. But yeah, that little tangent. Like, so my high school friends, I was not popular in high school. I was powerful. And there is a difference. I just ran everything. So that's why people knew me.
Yeah.
I was a prom queen. I was over there like getting the tiaras together and making sure the votes was in, you know?
Like, that's way better. That's
but I said all that to say the reunion thing, because it's funny that you said like, oh, okay, you don't fuck with the OC people. When I didn't make it to the reunion, my best friend Shireen put me on FaceTime to be
you
like,
didn't
oh,
make it to the thing you threw? Oh my God.
No. And why did she put me on FaceTime? If somebody from high school was in the back talking shit about me, they're like, so she just planned this whole thing and she couldn't even bother to show up. And I'm
holy shit. Fuck that. In high school. It's high school all over again. 10 years
right.
later.
Right. And now I'm on TV a little bit, so they think I'm going to Hollywood. I'm like, honey, no, we haven't. I'm dumb enough that don't I didn't book a flight. I know a little bit. Georgia, too. I know you do. You I'm sure too. Your hometown be like, yeah, I know Georgia.
Yeah.
We had fifth period together.
I'm not going to lie. Every time a lovely girl comes up to me in public and is like, I love your podcast. Every time I get giddy because it's like a cult. It's the best.
It is. It's also shocking to me because I probably get recognized more for my podcast than anything I've done on TV, which definitely. I'm always like, but y'all don't see me on there. But I guess I do.
I know. Isn't it weird? But it's because they know you, like your personality. You know?
And I love y'all. I love when y'all come up and say, what's up? So guys, to LuLaRoe, because I know some of y'all are screaming at the AirPods or radio or however the fuck you listen to this. Like, bitch, if y'all don't get on with
it. Stop it. Get you.
I read two sentences and then we went on like a 10-minute tangent. All right. LuLaRoe. Maybe I'll put an episode marker in here so y'all know where to start. No, I won't do that. You'll suffer. So
do not skip. Do not skip the fucking pointless banter.
Right. It's good. So here we go. So LuLaRoe has been at the center of controversy for its business practices, product quality, and inability to take responsibility for its wrongdoings. The company, known for lavish employee cruises and star-studded conventions, has been sued over 50 times since its founding. I'm surprised I haven't been sued more.
That's actually not
honest.
That many for a huge company, right?
And click on that star-studded conventions because I'm trying to see. I want Georgia to see what these leggings is giving because, honey.
Yes, please.
They're giving Party City. They're giving Halloween. Oh, so this is actually a little video of one of the conventions. So I want you to see a little bit of this video of the convention because there's very much a cult-like atmosphere. Like, why do they look like they about to do a concert? Is this about to be a Beyonce concert? Why are y'all on this stage with this lighting?
Katy Perry, she looks scared a little.
So they also roped in celebrities, and we'll get to more of that. But like, they would have these conventions and they would have celebrities come and perform. So I think Katy Perry came, Kelly Clarkson.
Wow.
Which if you're talking about middle America white women, oh, they got the right ones.
Absolutely.
With Katy and Kelly.
There was crying in the audience for sure.
Right. Since you've been gone.
Everyone's singing along. Oh my God.
I'm selling leggings for the first time.
I mean, the amount of money it probably takes to book that level is like ridiculous.
Yeah, I think Katie was like $5 million.
Jesus. Okay. All right.
So
they're doing good. They're doing good.
Right. My dream is to be booked on something and just run by scam artists. I'm like, my check cleared. My check clears. Oh.
Definitely does.
And I will do it because I've done some shady bookings. Like I remember one time I got paid a ridiculous amount of money for 20 minutes of work for a tech company to come in and play with a ruler that I needed to figure out how to open.
No.
And that was it. And I thought maybe I'm going to get murdered when I go, or maybe they're going to pay me. And I still went.
It's like
it was at
win,
a warehouse.
Win. Oh my God. Yeah. Make the money. You know, my dad always says there's no shame in a paycheck. So please do.
Right. Listen, get the coins. So the beginning of the company, LuLaRoe is a wholesale clothing company known for their eccentrically patterned leggings and multi-level marketing operations. So the company was founded by Deanne Brady and her husband, Mark Stidham, in 2012. And it's named after their three grandchildren, Lucy, Lola, and Monroe. Those are good names.
Those are cute. That's a cute. I like the naming your company after that. That's cute.
Now, if your company's a scam, now you didn't brought your grandbabies in it. Why are they in it? Now, you saw those leggings, Georgia. Can we get those leggings back up? Because I need to assess.
Like, I don't mind them. They're not stupid.
Okay, so right now we're looking at some leggings. I can't tell what's on these leggings. Is it cake? Is it a three-layer cake?
It is like a... Okay. Yeah. They're very 80s. They're very like what we wore in the 80s.
Right. And then we got one that's like purple and pink and yellow, and it's giving NASA logo.
It's giving jazzercise signs. NASA.
Yes. Yeah. And then we got one that looks like it's got pink pizza on it. I don't know what that's supposed to be, Jeff.
I think those are cakes too, but it does look like pink pizza.
Okay. And the girls are flexing. They got one leg out like, bam, look at these leggings. You hoes could never. Or you could join us and never get out.
That's right.
So the company that would become LuLaRoe in 2012 basically started when Deanne moved from buying clothing wholesale to sell at dress parties to designing her own maxi skirts. So she was going down to the Santee Alleys or to, you know, wherever you can get your little hookups. You know, you can get your bootleg Kylie Jenner lip kit that will burn your mouth. She was going there. And she went, and I saw this in a documentary, and she was like, oh, these dresses are so cheap, and they look just like the fancy ones from Macy's, right. You know? And so she was like, a light went off. She was like, I'm going to buy a bunch of these,
yeah.
And I'm going to start slanging them. I'm going to start throwing some parties. I'm going to have some accoutrement. I'm going to have, you know, a little hors d'oeuvre for the girls, and I'm going to slang these dresses.
A chocolate fountain, and come buy some dresses for overpriced.
And come buy some dresses. Yeah. So this is how she dipped her toe. Then she started designing maxi skirts. Okay, so her maxi skirts immediately became popular with her friends, prompting Deanne, to officially start her own business. So she started with a little maxi skirt. All you got to do is connect one piece of fabric to the other. Right. Bam, right. You got a skirt.
It is the most simple garment you could probably create. I could do it, and I don't know what I'm doing on the sewing machine.
Right. It was like she started by making scarves. Yeah. She cut out a piece of fabric and wrapped it around her neck. Very intricate.
Yeah.
Very hard to do.
Complicated.
So in January 2013, Deanne and Mark filed for an LLC and 8 months later opened their home office in Corona, California. According to one of Deanne's early dress party hosts, she was asked to join LuLaRoe immediately. But one of the many reasons I didn't want to join in the beginning was because Deanne seemed unorganized and honestly, a little unstable.
Okay. Mm. Well, it all adds up. It all adds up. Also, can I fucking point out Orange County? Corona is in Orange County, if I'm not mistaken. So this is all adding up to me.
So these are your homegirls. Girl, if you stayed on Facebook, you could have some bomb leggings right now. By bomb, I mean they would just have bombs on them.
Right. And I would be in debt, in massive, massive debt.
Right. You could have a skirt.
I could have had a maxi skirt, a mini skirt, a midi skirt.
Georgia, you played yourself. You could have been all types of skirts right now. Oh, what are you doing?
If only I'd been popular.
So Deanne's son, Kenneth, was made VP of sales. Her daughter, Amelia, was made brand ambassador. And Amelia's husband, Justin, was made chief marketing officer. And Deanne's son, Jordan, was made head of leadership and culture development. To name a few of the family employees. So do you want to guess how much experience and training they had in any of this?
I'm going to guess zero.
Yes. And also, you know it's a scam when you start putting your family on the payroll. Because Absolutely. They're the ones who really can't say shit because they got skin in the game. That's what right. Bernie Madoff did. That's he was right. like, hey, y'all, work for my Ponzi. I mean, business.
Oh, no. This is just like, it's like 101 of how to set up a scam.
Right. Gotta keep it in the family.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so funny because we just finished watching The Righteous Gemstones for the second time. And it is like all the exact same fucking stuff.
Because family can't snitch, not in this capacity. If your check is tied to the crime,
right.
Like you can't snitch.
You're part of it.
You're part of it. So when LuLaRoe launched their trademark leggings in 2014, the company exploded.
Why?
At the time, the product was the company's biggest selling point. The leggings were comfortable, affordable, fit a wide variety of body types. It's like a muumuu for your legs.
All right.
And it came in a near endless variety of patterns. Consultants purchase inventory directly from LuLaRoe at wholesale, meaning they own the inventory and kept the profits. They then sell the clothes on Facebook Marketplace or at clothing parties. In March 2015, the company had 1,000 consultants brought in by social media campaigns promising full-time income for part-time work. Come on, stay-at-home moms. Yeah. Make a little mad money so you can leave your man. So, and the freedom to stay home with your children. Yes. So by 2016, the company had over 60,000 consultants and were earning more than $1 billion in revenue.
Wow.
Wow.
On leggings.
On leggings, bro. And like, this was a good time for leggings because this is when all of the girls, including myself, were in our pumpkin spice era. I believe I was in college and I was definitely, you know, giving a legging and a UGG.
I was going to say, those look good together.
Yes. Like, my first year of college, I dressed up for class and everybody thought I was so weird. I would wear heels to class. Wow. I was an insane person.
You were like, this is
wore heels
my,
in high school.
This is my life. And then.
Right.
Then the dark
and then
side.
I was. Yeah, sophomore season, I was like, oh, nah, I'm about to be a sweat. I'm going to roll out of bed 10 yep. minutes before. I'm not taking a class if attendance is weighed into the grade.
Absolutely not. Why would
any
you?
Class, first class day when they were like, oh, attendance is, I was like, before they got mandatory, I was like, drop.
Bye, bye, bye.
I come to class when I feel like
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
And I was on scholarship, trash. But I used my personality to get through that scholarship.
You were
and racism.
Powerful.
Listen, sometimes racism be working in your favor. Oh, not God. Often, but when it does, I let it happen. I would go into office hours in sweats and be like, oh, I just really need to keep my scholarship.
Oh, my
and
God.
Can you give me the answers? And they thought I ran track. I was there on an academic scholarship. But they didn't need to know that.
God, I love
they just
you.
Assumed I was wearing sweats.
That's on them, really.
Right. I was wearing sweats and being black. They just thought that I ran. It's not my fault. So many of the early consultants were stay-at-home mothers making little income and were enamored with the possibility of changing their lives, selling clothes and being clothiers. So becoming a consultant. Once LuLaRoe began taking on more consultants, they put a greater emphasis on recruitment, team building, and building current consultants downline.
See, this is where it gets ugly and gross and sad, you know.
Downline.
Yeah. This is where everyone gets fucked, I think.
A downline, if you guys don't know, refers to members who have joined the program under the consultant, whose referrals and sales generate income for those in their upline or people above them. So in order to join the company, consultants had to pay the buy-in fee, which meant at the lowest, which was like basically the lowest tier, you had to purchase $5,000 to $6,000 worth of inventory at the minimum.
That is so much money. Like that is your family, everyone giving you, you know, some startup fee. Like that is not a small chunk of change for like, you know, a housewife and fucking wherever the shit, you know, that makes me so sad.
Right. Like 5 G's, yeah. Especially in middle America, like
exactly.
You can do a lot with 5 G's.
You can.
So let's look at the initial order packages here. We got package one. Oh, okay. So total of pieces, you get 290 pieces and it costs you $4,925.75. That 75 cents is disrespectful. Like 75 cents, bitch. What is that for? So initial order package two, you get 390 pieces and it's $6,678.50. Again, with the change, bitch. If y'all don't round this off. And then package three, if you really trying to get robbed.
Yeah.
That is 515 leggings.
It's almost like each of these packages are like, how many friends do you think you really have? It's like,
right. How popular are you?
Exactly. Oh,
how many people can you rob? Are you a Libra? You should probably go with the 515.
How much do you hate your friends and family and want them to hate you too?
Because you got a lot of friends.
That's right.
And then for the last, the least expensive package, for some reason, it's at the bottom, but it's 105 pieces and that's $2,047.25.
That's an add-on. So you can't even do that.
Oh, that's an add-on. Damn. So you got to get that with the package number three.
Yeah, there's nothing under like
we do it by zodiac sign. They're like, are you a Gemini? You should start small.
That's
are
me.
You a Scorpio?
It would be like, you absolutely shouldn't do this. You're a homebody and a little agoraphobic and you kind of hate people. So I would
Geminis,
go ahead.
Y'all start small. Leos, we already know y'all gonna go big.
Yeah.
Cancers also need to start small. I'm a Cancer.
Taurus, if you're a Taurus, get the biggest package you can.
Biggest package, because you got a lot of friends.
That's right. Friends, and you're a great talker. So
right, and you're a good caretaker. People just buy them because they think you care about their legs.
Right.
You know, like, get them. I'll do the LuLaRoo Zodiac breakdown for you guys.
I love it.
So, in order to afford the onboarding packages, LuLaRoe and those in the consultant's upline encourage taking out loans, asking family members for money, taking out credit cards, and even slanging breast milk.
What? I mean, go for it. That's if you can actually make money doing that. What if they're like, bro, to everyone, even women who don't have babies, like, just sling that breast milk. All right.
Right. Like, girl, why you letting that titty milk go to waste to the baby? Put him on Similac and slang that titty milk.
Open your baby an LLC and start selling the milk. Oh my God. This is so shit. It reminds me of when I was trying to plan my wedding and, you know, we paid for ourselves. There's no money. And I'd call venues. And one venue was like, it's this much money, which was so insane. And then I was like, okay, do you have anything lower? And they were like, well, we would suggest asking your family for money. And some people, like, don't tell me how to rip my family off for my fucking wedding. It was just such a scam. All right.
You said, do we have any cheaper packages? No, but what we do suggest is that you hit up. Have you thought about GoFundMe?
We think your family's rich, like everyone else is, so go ask them for it.
Oh my girl, God. You had to sell that titty milk, okay? I'm like, Catherine, you're still pumping? Your son's 8. Yeah, I need this money for LuLaRoe.
That's right. I got to pay back that add-on package. I really shouldn't have got that. Right.
Got to sell this black market titty milk, okay? Oh, so according to one woman, I was urged to stop paying my bills to invest in more inventory. I was urged to get rid of my television. I was urged to pawn my vehicle. I said, girl, you ain't got nowhere to go. Right? You're selling these leggings. Yeah. What do you need to drive
to? That's right. That's right. Don't take your kids anywhere. Just stay at home and sell leggings.
Get them involved. I love an employed child. Tell them to slang them leggings at recess.
Those tiny hands, they can work real fast.
Oh, yes, they can.
You'd be surprised.
So when ordering, retailers could pick styles, but not prints, meaning they would be stuck with ugly, unsellable prints that they could make up like a large percentage of their inventory. Yeah. So basically you're ordering stuff, you don't know what you're gonna get. Ugh. Their upline would encourage them to buy more inventory as a solution. So if you got a bag and then you opened it and it was all like poop leggings, you'd be like, I can't sell these poop leggings. I'm like, well, then you need to buy another box, bitch. I don't know what to tell you. You better buy people who are in a scat play.
Sell your car, sell your titty milk, and then maybe next time you'll get the cool ones.
Right, girl, this is LuLaRoe. You only need one kidney. Figure it out. So, and that's a perfect part of the scam too, because you can't blame the company. Well, the company actually used this as a good part of their scam, which was like people would be like, oh, I'm not selling these leggings because they're ugly. And they would be like, no, you're not selling the leggings because you're ugly. Get out there and sell them leggings. And it's like, no, if your inventory is different from everybody else, it also impedes you calling up your other LuLaRoe homegirl and being like, girl, I'm not moving these leggings because you don't have the same product. So it's it's not apples to apples. It's not like we're all selling Mary Kay and we all got the same creams.
Right. And you blame it on the person selling when really you gave them a fucking shitty product. It's not their fault. Yeah.
Like if I go buy something and it shows up and they're like, we don't know what it is, but you got to sell it. And I open it's a box of pig turds. What it? But they're like, you got to sell it.
Yeah. If you were better at selling, you could sell it.
Yeah. You can figure out who needs manure. You're not being creative.
That's right. You're not a go-getter. You're clearly a Gemini.
And that's what they would do. And they showed it on the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Is like, especially the husband, he would gaslight these poor women and be like, your inventory's stale? No, you're stale. And that's a quote.
No.
He told these bitches they were stale.
Oh, I hate him.
He told these poor women they were stale. How are you going to tell me?
Oh my. And then like, what? That's the thing about these things. Like once you're in it, you can't admit you were wrong and back out because you still owe your family money. Oh my God.
And you're in a cult. So you're also like selling yourself as like, oh, I'm popping. I'm my own business woman, girl boss. Like you don't want to tell people like I have a room full of leggings.
Right. Like, I got scammed. I got fucking scammed. You can't say that.
Because there's a little bit of shame sometimes in scams. So like you don't want to tell people that you got Lula robbed. So you just gotta keep going. So initially, LuLaRoe's compensation structure was order-based, meaning the upline would make bonuses dependent on how much inventory their downline ordered, not sold, right? Consultants would be forced in a vicious cycle of technically bringing in a lot of money, but then immediately spending it all on inventory. In 2016, LuLaRoe's heyday, the top 1% of LuLaRoe retailers made over $150,000 a month in bonuses, while the bottom 70% made zero.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot for like, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, like a that's a hustle. Lot.
Yeah.
And they started encouraging the people who were consultants and, you know, the clothiers who were bringing people in.
Yeah.
Right. They were like, don't focus as much on selling the leggings as getting more people to sell the leggings.
That's where they're making the money.
Right, and then people are like, it's feeling like a scam. No. You're just making more people be able to live their dreams.
Oh, no.
After a $5,000 small investment.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay.
And you know these leggings were cheap as hell, so it's like the return that LuLaRoe's getting.
3 cents each, I bet you, like, to make, right?
Insane.
Yeah.
So in April 2017, LuLaRoe abruptly changed their compensation structure from being based on how much downline was buying to how much they were actually selling. So in 2017, the scam girl started to feel like, it's giving MLM.
Yes.
And in the documentary, they have a video of the son or somebody who works at the company who's related to the parents. And he was like, okay, guys, we have to make this not be a Ponzi scheme. Like, he's saying that. So he's like, how do we change it so that it's not a Ponzi scheme? So I was like, bro, so y'all know?
You should not have said that out loud, dude. Like,
and not on video.
No, you're an idiot. If you said that out loud, you clearly are a scam.
How you gonna be on 4K like, okay, so our current business model is crime.
Right.
So let's pitch around. Like, how do we make it not crime?
Yeah.
Judy, go. I feel like that's not how you do that.
No.
So consultants that had previously made $3,000 a month in bonus checks suddenly made $500 to $1,500. On a larger scale, it meant losses of tens of thousands of dollars. Mm. Consultants began to leave the company in masses, dropping from $60,000 in 2017 to $35,000 by September 2018. Now, what I also have to say about this is, like, remember, they started with 1,000 consultants. A lot of people are selling on Facebook. They've risen to 60,000 consultants. And we're talking mostly middle America here. The market is saturated.
Absolutely.
How am I supposed to sell leggings if everybody who comes to the legging party also slanging leggings?
That's right. That's the problem with these things is that you get your family and friends involved. And that means your family and friends don't need to buy it from you anymore. Right?
Like,
it just doesn't work.
I'm just so confused as to how we all supposed to sell leggings when we all sell leggings.
Yeah.
Who are we selling
them
to?
Nobody else. There's no one. You can't go up in the supermarket to some random person and be like, do you want to buy leggings?
I'm DMing people on Instagram like, I got these leggings. They're like, I do too. Damn. Yeah. Shit. All right. Damn it. you know anybody who's not selling them? No.
Oh, my God.
We're all selling leggings.
No, but I recruited everyone I know, so no.
So in the same month, in an effort to stymie the hemorrhaging of tens of thousands of consultants, the company announced that they would offer 100% refunds and pay shipping for all unsold product should a consultant wish to leave the company.
Okay.
So, that's so at this point, they're like, girl, we'll buy them leggings back.
Yeah.
Like,
we don't want to go to prison, federal prison. So we'll
go
ahead.
Yeah, that's not cute.
No. We now know.
So LuLaRoe issued over $120 million in refunds and abruptly announced the end of the policy September 2017, 5 months after it was announced to be a policy without a time frame. Uh-huh. So they said in the beginning, and I saw the documents, they were like, okay, we're going to give the girls refunds, y'all. We're a legitimate company, and this is going to last forever.
Right.
And then after $120 million, they're like, it's over. It's canceled. Yeah. Turn it off.
Oops. Fuck.
You know... No one actually knows how long forever is. So we've decided right. It's 5 months after we announced.
Listen, time isn't linear. It's a flat circle. So this is the end.
You call them. They start talking like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah. All right. So listen, the thing about time is, okay. You got a sundial. Listen, okay. So this is LuLaRoe.
In ancient times, there was. All right.
Right. When we said no end day, we also meant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could end any time.
Think about it.
You know, it's hard to say goodbye to yesterday. That's a song.
There's a reason it's a song. It's because it's true.
Exactly. So anyway, I'm going to hang up now. Keep the leggings. So designers were being asked to make upwards of 100 new prints a day, which resulted in stolen and poor quality prints. So we'll pull up one of these prints right now. Oh, please, please. So when I was watching the documentary, and this is something I love in a good documentary. Yes. So right now you're looking at leggings that have the Leaning Tower of Pisa in the crotch area of a cisgendered woman. And it looks like her dick is hanging to the side.
It sure does. It looks like a dick.
Women can have penises, but I don't know if you want your penis on your pants as
a
woman.
Hot dog leggings?
They're hot dogs, and the hot dogs are emanating from the vajayjay.
They are. They sure. Those are not well thought out. Okay.
Right. Oh, wow. This one makes my coochie look like a mandala.
This is a theme. They've got a theme going of unwearable right. leggings.
Right. Oh. It's giving bullseye. It's giving here is very, the vagina.
It's very problematic.
And what's great about this documentary is that they interviewed one of the designers. And I love when they just let people talk and give them enough rope to hang themselves. And she was like, yeah, I told everybody on the team, like, you got to change an original design 20% for it illegally not to be copyright. Uh-huh. So I was zhuzh mine up 20%, change a color, move a pattern. But other people, they just got lazy, started just stealing from Google Images.
Oh, my God.
So she was like, I was ethical. I stole people's designs and I changed them a little bit.
That's right. I did it enough that you can't blame me. However, I am a piece
everybody
of
else
shit.
Was stealing. Wow. I was just like borrowing.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait to watch this.
And also another note about these cruises, because I saw this in the documentary, is my favorite part. There was a black woman. Only there's very few black people involved in the scam because it was very much targeted towards like stay-at-home suburban white women
yeah.
and their circles. There was a black woman who had got pretty high up and was invited to go on the cruises. And she was like, yeah, I never went on those cruises because I couldn't be on a boat full of white people in the ocean. And I was like, yes. For someone's making sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also in the documentary, they talk about how, so the founders of this, Deanne and her husband, they're Mormon. They have 14 children.
Holy.
And two of them got married to each other.
Wait, are you fucking kidding me?
Now, that's no shade on Mormonism. These people are just weird
right.
themselves.
Right.
And they adopted children. So they were like, oh, well, they were adopted. So they not technically like brother and sister. But they got married. They got a baby. Like Listen. They pass over in the documentary like it's nothing. Like, yeah, two of our kids got married. Anyways, back to these leggings.
What in the actual fuck are you? Like, I don't want to, I never kink shame. However, this is not a kink. That is incest. Like, what the fuck?
Right. So I'm like, is like, are the siblings like, yeah, that's my nephew, cousin? Or what would that be?
Some sisters and brothers. Oh my God.
It's my nephew and also my brother?
What? Making
I don't
my
even know
crawl.
The math on that.
That's making, like, if that happened, there's some shady shit in the family already. You know what I mean? Like, you don't. That is not okay, and you're taught that's not okay from a very young age.
Yeah.
You don't even need to be taught that, which means there's something going on in that family.
Yeah, it's giving. But also, it's like they have 14 kids. They run a whole crime business. Like, when did they have time to spend time with these kids? Like,
no, yeah. They absolutely didn't. Oh,
guys, love is out there. You don't know. Could be your brother.
Don't overlook. Listen, when you're on Grindr and you accidentally swipe on your brother, it's okay.
Have you thought about dating your brother, though?
Are you asking me?
I'm just saying,
me?
Don't.
Oh. I was like, absolutely not.
I'm just saying, don't leave anything out. Love could be right there.
Asher has been off the table since the day I was born and I am So okay with
that's
that.
That's because you never gave him a chance, Georgia.
I did it. You're 100% right. Oh my God.
That's all you. You could be looking at love right in the face. So complaints were also issued for paper-thin garments that tore like tissue, moldy leggings that were shipped and sold soaking wet,
ew,
or sun-bleached shirts left out in loading yards. So this happened because LuLaRoe started expanding really quickly. And instead of like taking the time to make sure that they were doing things right, they ran out of room in their factories or their, you know, warehouse for mm-hmm. the leggings. So they started putting them bitches outside. And somebody was like, hey, Deanne, I think it's raining today. Oh, it'll be all right. They in cardboard, right? And there's some plastic in there. Wrong. People were getting wet, moldy leggings. And then when they got these leggings, they'd be like, huh, that's so weird. They were wet. Well, they would give them advice. They'd be like, okay, well, if you put it in the oven for
holy
a few minutes,
shit,
it'll get rid of the stank on it. And then you can slang it.
Oh, my God.
So instead of even moldy leggings, they wouldn't let you return. And they're like, are the leggings moldy or are you moldy, bitch?
Oh.
Maybe if you were selling faster, the leggings wouldn't have time to grow mold.
That's right. Mold is really in these days. All the clothiers are fucking...
All the clothiers love
are
mold.
Are doing it. Yeah.
Right. So continuing on. So from March to October 2017, six class action lawsuits were filed. And they were filed on behalf of customers across the country claiming that LuLaRoe was knowingly selling defective products to consultants and then refusing to refund them. Despite the overwhelming evidence and growing numbers of consultants filing complaints, LuLaRoe denied selling defective products or refusing to issue refunds, even though great, they did. So is it an MLM? Or a pyramid scheme? In October and November of 2017, six more class action lawsuits were filed, this time alleging LuLaRoe was running a pyramid scheme and cheating consultants out of thousands of clients. Mm. Pyramid schemes are a model based off of a promise of compensation for recruiting others into the program versus a model such as a multi-level marketing, which multi-level marketings are pyramid schemes,
yeah,
but they get away with it because they're saying, you're selling smoothies.
Right.
You're selling vitamins.
You have to pretend that the focus is on selling something, not recruiting. And
exactly.
It's bullshit, but at least you're like pretending or putting up a front.
Right. But it's something that you can't really, you know, it's got that good legal gray area that we love.
Yes.
Love a good legal gray area. So this is, you know, basically what their model is. Well-known MLMs include Amway, which people call Scamway, Avon, Herbalife, and doTERRA, if you like essential oils. And listen, I done got scammed by some essential oils. Like, yeah, give me that mint. This is like nature's cocaine. You just sniff it and you're like, I'm awake.
I mean, is it a scam if you like it? You know what I mean?
Right. I don't think it is. Yeah. If you like it, I don't think it's a scam.
If you buy it, yeah, I don't think it's a scam. But, okay.
Right. I agree. So MLMs are legal because they have value in their product, whereas pyramid schemes are illegal because they have no products to sell. One example presented in a 2019 lawsuit showed that $6 million was being made in bonuses, while at the same time there was a negative $160,000 in retail profits. Even after the change in compensation structure, $1 million more was being made in bonuses than retail profit. Surprisingly, when the product is moldy and ugly, it's hard to sell.
Who'd have thunk?
Right. So lawsuits. November 29th, 2018, My Dyer filed a lawsuit in Riverside Superior Court alleging that LuLaRoe owed them more than $48 million in unpaid invoices, including to UPS, more than $1 million, a labeling company, $100,000, and a garment supplier for $3 million. So My Dyer was the company who was cranking out these leggings.
Oh, wow.
So LuLaRoe was like, run it up. And they were like, but you're not paying us.
They're like, we'll get you.
So the suit alleges that LuLaRoe ordered more product with the intention of defrauding My Dyer, knowing with their declining revenue, they would be unable to pay for it. So they tried to get it on Lelway. They tried to get it on Klarna. On November 15, 2019, LuLaRoe countersued My Dyer for $1 billion, accusing the company of engaging in systemic years-long scheme to defraud LuLaRoe by under-delivering and overcharging LuLaRoe for products. So they were like, you're suing us? We suing you!
They are just unrelenting.
They know how to gaslight even in legalese.
Yeah.
Like, we suing you because, because you know what you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
When they file a lawsuit, it just says they know what they did. No, but you have to write it down. No, they know.
Yeah.
they know.
With the eyes, with the emoji.
Right. And we're suing for $1 billion and the little pinky next to the mouth. Like, what? So the suit was settled for $4.75 million in February 2021. Since 2016, over 50 lawsuits have been filed. Like we said before, by mid-2021, LuLaRoe is still in business and had slashed startup costs by 90% to attract new retailers. So they are still scamming to this day.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Many former consultants are still left in debt and poverty due to their time with LuLaRoe, and many have banded together in Facebook groups in attempts to seek justice.
Yeah.
And I love this for them. I will say that in the documentary that I watched, there was a woman who sells LuLaRoe, and she was like, I love LuLaRoe. I'ma sell LuLaRoe till I die.
Oh my God. Still?
I said, bitch, not till you die. You gonna be in the casket with some leggings on.
Oh my God. You're the fucking
pizza leggings.
Selling it to the nursing home people that you live with. Oh,
she said, y'all, let me get some skulls on my burial leggings.
You got anything classy for a burial?
Oh, yes, but she was dedicated. So there were people who lost like their relationships because LuLaRoe also tried to get everybody involved. So they'd be like, oh, you retire your husband was one of their phrases. They'd be like, you know, you can sell so much in these leggings, you can retire your husband. They would bring the husbands to the retreats. They would ask them about their relationships. Like, it was a cult.
Was
they
a
were
cult.
Really roping people in.
When and there was this whole lifestyle, like your whole lifestyle, your whole family, your friends, like it is a cult.
And there was one disgruntled employee in the documentary who said that he couldn't forgive Kelly Clarkson for singing at a LuLaRoe event.
Don't bring Kelly Clarkson into this. She got her money.
Kelly is a nice girl from Texas. She just came. They paid her to sing. She came and sang. It wasn't her fault. He was like, I still can't listen to her music. I said, damn.
Wow.
Not since you've been gone sending you into a dark place. No.
That's everyone's feel-good song.
Right. We all screaming. But not him. He's angry. Mm. But guys, that brings us to the end of this historic Hoodwinks. We'll be back for the saddest part of the show. That's where I have to let Georgia go.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
And fraud!
And we are back, and it's time for Scammer of the Week. And this week, and this is where we talk about, you know, a scammer that we love. Maybe we don't. Scam that we love, maybe we hate. We'll see. This week, we're talking about Carla Wilbon of Chicago. She was looking for a job when she fell victim to a scam that was a daisy chain of other victims who were then unknowingly turned into accomplices. So much like you talked about, Georgia, earlier when you were looking for a job and they were like, okay, hail Zenom, and you're like, I'm actually gonna go. Seems like our girl Carla fell into a scam and then became an accomplice. So Carla had found a second job as a remote assistant to the CEO of a company called Hawkins Interior Design. Her boss immediately sent her a check for $2,800, asking her to deposit it into her own account and then take out $2,600 in money orders to pay some bills for him. Oh, girl. Oh,
honey.
This is an old one.
It is.
Y'all, anytime somebody sends you a check for money up front for work that you haven't done, or is like, hey, hey, I don't have a bank account. Can you deposit this $5,000 right. and then you can keep a little bit of it for yourself?
I had a friend's dad that, because older people, it happens all the time, happened to him. So sad.
Oh,
I know.
And I hate it because the bank, if it's under a certain amount of money, they will be like, okay, girl. And now Bank of America will only clear you for $300, no matter how much you put in. They're like, girl, okay. Let's see if it clears.
We know you're stupid and you might get hoodwinked. So we're going to go ahead.
We know your broke ass don't be depositing large sums of money. Where you get this? We're going to wait. Yeah. We'll let you know if you can have it. But, you know, some banks under a certain amount, they will let it clear.
Yeah.
So by the time the check was discovered to be a fake by the bank, Carla had already sent money orders with the funds to an address in Michigan. Oh, so honey.
Sad. Yeah.
Also, this not how money work no more. If it's checks to send, he could have sent the damn check. He got time to mail you a check, but he got time to mail them a check.
The thing is, just don't trust anyone. Don't trust anyone ever. Right?
And why was he giving you $200 out of it? Like, you got to think, like, what's people's... To do nothing.
Yeah.
No. So that address turned out to belong to yet another woman who has chosen to rename anonymous, whose online boyfriend of 5 years.
Oh, no.
All right. You had me an online boyfriend of five. Online boyfriend.
Those two words don't go together.
None of them words should go together.
No.
5 years online.
You're getting catfished. No.
I'm like. 5 years? I don't even want to pretend to be nobody boyfriend or girlfriend for 5 years.
Like online. A real relationship for 5 years is almost impossible.
Right. At this, what point does it become a real relationship? Because I feel like 5 years, it's like, oh my gosh, man, this bitch can't die. All right, hold on. I'll be with y'all in 1 second. Hey, baby, how are you holding up? Like, what are we doing?
No.
So a woman whose online boyfriend of 5 years had recently told her to expect a few shipments containing payments for paintings that he sold. Why he not mailing them to his house?
Why a lot of things?
So though the Michigan woman never met her boyfriend in person, only communicated via text, she was used to following his requests, believing that one day he might further their relationship. All right.
Oh my God. So,
I've been ghosted. I've dealt with fuckboys and girls. Yeah. Like, I get, but 5 years and you've only texted this man and you're hoping.
Why? What? I mean, that you just know, like, that sucks. That's sad. And you just don't want to admit it to yourself.
Yeah, you really should. Sometimes we have to admit things to ourselves.
Yeah.
So this particular time, at his request, the Michigan woman forwarded the shipments to another address in hopes that they would be the funds that would allow him to return from Europe so that they could live together. Okay. So now he's in Europe. He's like, croissant. Yeah, sorry, girl. I'm in the patisserie. I'm like, what? Sorry about that noise, boo. So a few years prior to that, the boyfriend asked her to pay for his open heart surgery.
Oh, my God.
Girl. His open heart surgery.
Oh, I hate him.
And y'all just texted. I hate this man.
I do.
So it turns out that Carla's boss is the anonymous Michigan woman's boyfriend. So he running all types of scam. He was like, hey, boo. It turns out the triple bypass, they actually need to go in because they only did a double. So they got to do one more. Right. It's going to be the same price.
Right. No discounts. No discounts on that.
Yeah. I need it today. Otherwise, I'm going to be dead. And then you're going to have a dead boyfriend. Is that what you
we'll
want?
We'll never, ever move forward and meet in person and stop
pitching. Yeah, you want to kill me? If I'm dead, then we definitely not gonna meet. And you know when I see you, girl, I'm a munch on your vagina and I'm gonna take you to steak dinner, which somehow I can afford, even though I don't have health care.
I promise.
Oh, Lord. He was running all types of scams. Mm. Unfortunately, now both women are heartbroken and out thousands of dollars in a domino effect of scams. So I'm not going to say that the woman who got a job that wasn't a real job is heartbroken. But, when you get robbed, that is sad. They're both
sucks.
Sad.
Yeah, it sucks. And you feel stupid, too, probably, right?
Right.
Like, it's humiliating.
And how do you 5 years and you weren't like, send me a picture, let's FaceTime. No, like, we have all these...
That's its own story altogether. Like, how?
Girl, you need to go on Catfish and try to recoup some of these losses. Because 5 years, that's too long.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys. That brings us to the end of the show. And as always, Georgia, we ask on the show, where would you like to be found? What do you want people to find you?
Oh, Instagram at Hard Stark. And then I have a puppy kitten Instagram at I don't even remember. Cookie and Mosley.
Puppy and kitten.
We got a puppy and kitten in the quarantine. It's Cookie and Moses.
Cookie and Moses. Yes, yeah. Get into that. People love a good animal account.
It's pretty cute. I do. It's pretty cute.
I never not like a post. I'm like, yes, this is a dog. Right. This is a guy. I love this. All right, guys. And as always, snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. If you want to see all the photos of these beautiful coochie leggings, scamgoddesspod on all platforms. If you want to follow me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. As always, Black Lace Sketch Show, all episodes streaming now on HBO Max, iCarly, first season, streaming on Paramount Plus. Watch my things and rate my feet and the show. 5 stars. Congregation, stay scheming. Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Pais, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If there's anything better than getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's, it's getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's for less in the McDonald's app. Delicious. Order in the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, only in the app. Enjoy a breakfast sandwich for just $1, like a sausage McMuffin with egg. Offer valid one time per day from 4/29 to 5/12/24 at participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards.